JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the National Library of Jamaica hosts a summer camp for girls. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Wamsa,
you have more work than you can deal with.
Listen, man, I need to double the size of the shop, but the bank say I don't have enough collateral to borrow what I need.
You ask them about the Development Bank of Jamaica's partial loan guarantee?
What?
Conditions apply, but DBJ will guarantee part of your loan up to 80% for small business like your own. You never know that.
Must ask for what again?
The DBJ's partial loan guarantee.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
The National Library of Jamaica, NLJ, and Jamaica's Poet Laureate, Professor Lorna Goodison, are hosting scores of young girls in a summer program dubbed All Flowers Are Roses. The 5-week initiative features sessions in poetry and martial arts, empowering young ladies to find their voices through the arts and self-defense techniques. Director of Special Programs at the NLJ, Abigail Henry, says classes started on Tuesday at the Institute of Jamaica's Junior Center on East Street in Kingston.
Last year, they learned things like how to disarm an assailant. If somebody should come at you and put you in a headlock, how do you get out of it as a smaller person, as a young girl? It's a really interesting combination to be able to defend themselves with their words as well as with their body. The combination of self-expression and martial arts is something that Ms. Goodison wanted to do since she assumed the office of the Poet Laureate. So it really is her ideal to pair the two together, and working with Cherry Natural as a dub poet and martial arts instructor, that's very much her aim. So the National Library is very happy to give it a platform.
The program started in 2017 and targets girls 11 to 14 from downtown Kingston communities, but all interested persons are welcome. Sessions are held on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., culminating with an open-day exhibition on August 16, where the participants will showcase what they've learned over the 5 weeks. The girls will also participate in a creative writing workshop as part of the Jamaica Poetry Festival on August 12. For more details on the NLJ summer program, call 876-967-2494-6. The Vision 2030 Jamaica Secretariat, housed in the Planning Institute of Jamaica, has embarked on an ongoing public education campaign, setting up booths and participating in exhibitions across the island. On Thursday and Friday of this week, the team will be at the University of Technology, UTEC, for the 5th International Science Conference. For more information, log on to Facebook and like the Vision 2030 Jamaica page.
So come join us.
It's a partnership for development that's second to none and is worth over $180 billion.
For 43 years and counting, the European Union and the government of Jamaica have partnered to transform lives.
And since 2009, the EU has invested over $22 billion to make life better for people in sugar-dependent areas of Trelawney, Westmoreland, St. Elizabeth, Clarendon, St. Catherine, and St. Thomas. Life is sweet after true with the EU.
On our community notice board, the Animation Production and Development Department of the University of Technology will host a free summer digital storytelling workshop for students 14 to 17 years old from July 25 to 27 at its Papine campus at 237 Old Hope Road. The storytelling component of the workshop will be on July 25 and 26 from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. On July 27, however, starting at 9:30 a.m., there will be a viewing of the digital stories produced. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.